Look, Carnival, Bisias, the second clue to the rebus. Want to hold it?
No, thank you. I don't really like touching giant eyeballs or even looking at them.
If it'll make you feel less queasy, we can put all the rebus pieces in my magic bag.
Yeah, I'd prefer that. Ow! Another rebus piece?
You got it. It's a C, which stands for your name, Carjack.
That's Carson, and there are quotation marks around the C. According to the rules of a rebus, when you see a letter with quotation marks, you say the letter's name and not the sound.
My children.
Hey, it's Santa Claus.
But Christmas is a long way away.
Every day is Christmas in Santa's eyes. Now, here's your present.
Cole? I get coal?
That's what you get for being naughty.
But what did I do?
According to the naughty list, you forgot to clean your room, you robbed a bank, made fun of my weight, rigged the presidential election, caused Elvis's disappearance, tilted the Tower of Pisa, causing it to lean.
But I never did any of that bad stuff except for forgetting to clean my room, though.
Every kid in the world did all of this stuff, so they all will be getting coal now and forever. Hey! Pantsing Santa Claus just put you on the naughty list for life.
Nice skinny legs and waistline. Are kids leaving you low-fat milk and low-carb cookies now?
Hey, he's not Santa Claus. He's just a stick figure.
Right, there's no bowl full of jelly here. Just a lanky liar.
Okay, you got me. I'm a skinny stick man who's a former coal miner. I had a whole load of coal in my house. I needed to get rid of it, so I thought I'd try the old fake Santa Claus bit. But I just came up with a new idea. I'll become the Easter Bunny and tell the kids I got a load of black-colored Easter eggs that'll last a long time, as long as you keep them away from any fires. Happy holidays, you guys!
That was weird. I mean, even weirder so far.
Well, it's a good thing he came, because my hair is telling me that coal is part of the rebus.